Know what it is about that song, but every time I hear it, I just want to go two-stepping. How about you, Shane?
I love it. I love it. I love it. Yep.
You know, I was just listening to the September 28th show, 2024, with Q and Christopher, and right at the beginning of the opening of the show, Q goes, "I got to get me some banjo music. We got to get some good banjo music." So, my friend Q, I know you're listening. I got you some good banjo music. Yeehaw. Okay, so welcome everyone back to the PRQ, Homesteading Expanded Show, where self-reliance meets the modern grit. We are your hosts, Robin and Shane, and we're here to dig into the heart of homesteading. Whether you're growing your own food, building off-the-grid dreams with community centers, retreat centers, whatever it may be, or just craving a simpler, more sustainable, here's the key word, free life. So each week, and when I say each week, we got a surprise for you. We're going to explore practical tips, share inspiring stories, and tackle the challenges, successes of homesteading your land. So grab a cup of coffee, settle in, and let's get homesteading together. Woohoo! All right, Shane, what's going on, partner?
Not much. I just love the fact that we get to share our experiences of the things that we go through weekly between shows.
Oh, don't you love it?
And Robin, are we going to a every week show coming up soon?
Have we already announced that yet?
Or did I jump the gun there?
No, you did not jump the gun, but you did let the cat out of the bag. I will give you that. Yes. We are going weekly starting the month, the first, I think it's the first week in October. That show will be October 4th. And if you all tune in to the Awakening Wave show, I got a big surprise. Something I want to share with all of you. I am, and you'll have to tune in to hear it. So I'm going to switch over to another topic. So there's a little teaser there for you. So for those of you that are listening that don't want to call into the show, please email us at prqhomestead13@gmail.com. Again, that's prqhomestead13@gmail.com. And then the call-in number, for those of you that want to call in, is 1-888-627-6008. And for those out of country, wow, out of country, I like that, 323-744-4831. All right. So those are the numbers, the call-ins and the emails for any kind of collaboration or anything that you would like to share with Shane and I. So please don't be shy. Step right up to the plate and just come on in. All right, so I want to say thank you to Vijaya, and I hope I said that correctly, from the UK. I got your email. It was so wonderful collaborating with you, and please keep them coming. We thank you so much for sharing your experience with us, and yes, keep them coming. And hopefully, one day we'll get to talk to you on the phone when you're ready to do that. Also, thank you to Kathy from California from the last show for stepping up to the plate and sharing your journey. I would really love it if you get us your information, either email us or subscribe to the channel. And that's for everyone that we would like to collaborate with in the future. For any questions that may be asked here on the show or even emailing. So please get connected with us. That's the whole point of this show. We want to hear from you and we want to be able to talk with you. All right. So before I get started on we're going to do a little review on the steps with the BLM and step one, and we'll get into that in a minute. But Shane, I have to share my experience with the audience. Is it okay if I talk?
Yes, are you talking about the experience that you had this past few weeks after you spoke with we spoke with Sharon on the last show, and how things kind of started creating a reality with Sharon, and how it all came together during this process over the last few weeks, and how it all correlated together and with your passions and your intentions and just the way y'all created? Is that what you want to share?
Oh boy, do I.
I hope Sharon calls in so she can share too as well, because I think with all of us being excited, with all of us being excited, how our intentions are creating opportunities and experiences that are just amazing, just an amazing time that we're living in, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And for those of you joining us for the first time and all of you guys in the past, this whole process, this is our friend taught us, brought this information to us to show us how to free ourselves. And is there going to be a pushback? There is, because there's a lot of people that don't know about this. There's so much stuff that we have that has been held back from us that we do not know about. And we're here to share, and that's why we call it PRQ Homestead Expanded. So let me get started on my experience real quick. So last weekend I got inspired to go up north, northern Michigan. And I got off of work and I wasn't going to go because it was kind of raining when I headed to work, but the sun came out, hopped in my car, and I just said, just go. I didn't even go home to get pack a bag or anything because I was planning on maybe spending the night up there. So I got there, I went to the destination, and just to give people a background, I actually saw this property in the local newspaper when I was going to work one day, and I opened up to the travel section, and there was this big, beautiful house on this beautiful property, and it's a historical piece of property, and it just captured me, and I put the newspaper aside, and I was going to come back to it, and of course, a couple months went by. And I'm not sure why it came back to the forefront. I was actually collaborating with a friend up in Traverse City, and it got me feeling into it again. And one of my fellow light beings sent me some information on it, and I started reading about it. And yeah, I got more information before I went up there. And so when I got there about 4 p.m. And if you guys heard me on Aloha's show, I had just arrived and I was so excited. I was sharing with her and I completely forgot to talk about this show. And for those of you that know me, you guys know I get a little excited at times. So I get out of the car, I go up on the porch, and I'm thinking nobody's there because it's September. You figure all these places are shut down for the season. And I'm walking on the porch, I'm looking in the windows. All of a sudden, this lady comes out and goes, "Excuse me. Can I help you? Who are you with? And what do you need?" And I looked at her and I said, "Are you the owner?" And she goes, "Yeah." And I said, and I mentioned her name, and she goes, "Yes, that's me." And I said, "Oh my gosh." I said, "I'm so glad to meet you." And I started telling her about, the story that what I saw in the paper and why I'm up there. And to make a long story short, because I know we got a lot of people calling in and I don't want to take up too much time, but she took me inside. Took me a tour, and I felt like I was back in the 1800s. It was just amazing. And I read in the paper that she had the original patent. And I'm like, okay, so that was the first, well, probably the third or fourth question. And she said, yes, I do. So she takes me over to this antique desk that's locked up with a window in it. She opens it up and she pulls out the document. But it wasn't actually the patent, it was the history of the title of the property. And so we began talking, and I started telling her about the homestead program and how would you like to be free on your land, et cetera, et cetera. And she was very, very intrigued. She went to go get her husband. Next thing you know, we're sitting around the table, and she says, I need you to come over here. So I walk over with her, and there's this picture of the property from the 1800s. And she pointed at one of the people in the picture, and she said to me, that's me. And I said, oh my gosh, you know about past lives. I said, you're a light being. I can just feel it. I knew it. I knew it as soon as I walked in, and with everything that she knew. And then to the left of that picture was another picture that she had taken over the lake across the street. And it was a picture of Donald Trump with his hands out, the cloud. The cloud was shaped overlooking the state of Michigan. And I looked at it and I said, oh my gosh, it does look like the state of Michigan. It really does. And so she's got it in a frame, and it sits in the front room, and she gets a lot of people that come there are always asking her about the pictures. So it's very interesting. But anyway, she gave me the blessing to go ahead and try to find her patent for her. So I go, I take the copy of the title that she has, and it has all the information right on there that I didn't see, but I showed it to my friend Kelly here in Michigan, and she pointed that out to me. I said, oh, all the stuff is right there. So I put in the state, you know, if you guys go to the glorecords.blm.gov and forward slash, it'll take you right to the page. You go to document search, and then up comes the document where you put the information. So I put Michigan, and at first I put Leelanau County. And she had the township number, she had the range number, and she had the section number and the north and east and west and all that information. The only thing that we didn't have was the meridian, but you don't really have to put that in there. That's not something that is required because that shows up once you go into the BLM. So I had the wrong county, and so I couldn't find it. So I called her, the owner, that day, and she said it was Grand Traverse. So I went, oh, okay. So as soon as I put that in, everything popped right up. And I called her immediately, and I talked her through the BLM, and I took her to the patent, and I said, do you recognize any of those names? And she goes, oh my gosh, there it is. She goes, I knew God sent you up here. She goes, I can see you. I saw your auric field as soon as you walked in the room. She was just so ecstatic. And my heart was just beating so fast. I was so happy to hear that I could do this for her and to open up another door to another beautiful experience for another being. And so I went yesterday, and I requested three copies of hers, and I got the other five that were on there and dropped it in the mailbox yesterday. So we're gonna wait another 20 days. And I had them sent to her address. So that was my experience. Was that not the most wonderful? The things that happen when you just do the spur of the moment.
Well, you were guided, you know. That's the thing is, you followed your intentions, you followed your gut feeling. They said that just a minute ago on the previous show. Is that Down and Dirty show?
Yeah.
They following your intention, following your gut feeling, and learning how to connect within to direct line to source, and letting your spirit guide you. And I think it's absolutely amazing. And I think that's what, you know, Q was trying to teach everyone is, you have all these capabilities. It's just that you have to put the intention and action into play from passion, love, and integrity. And all of this comes together. And when you start doing this, things just start happening rapidly. Like for you, for example, if you wouldn't have followed that and stepped out in blind faith, you would have never had that experience. And that's the beautiful part about it. And I can't wait to get Sharon on the call here in a minute, because I think there was some correlation in there between the two of y'all, and y'all got super excited about it. So I can't wait for the audience to hear this experience and how exciting it is. And it gives me goosebumps, and I'm sure to give you goosebumps. I'm
Sure
not
does.
sure. I love it. I love
I
it.
do. It's just so wonderful. Actually, Sharon is on the line, so we're gonna take her. We have a couple other callers too. We're gonna get to all you guys. So I'm gonna shut up for a minute, and then let's put Sharon on the line because as I go through the steps of the quit claim deed, I'm gonna have her segue into step two. Sharon, are you there?
Oh, hi, Robin.
Hola, hola,
So much
señorita.
fun. Fun to be with you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So glad to have you back. And so, you know, that I was just talking about my little trip last weekend, and your parents live right down the street from that land, don't they?
Oh, yes. And I live in Texas. You're in Michigan, but I'm from Michigan. This isn't coincidence. I mean, my family is like 5 miles from this exquisite location of yachts and sailboats and Lake Michigan. It couldn't be better.
The energies up there are just amazing with all the vineyards, the water that surrounds the area, the fresh fruit and produce is on every corner. And I just felt like I've never been through there in the summertime. I usually go that way when I'm headed to the ski mountain, which is only like 40 minutes up the road. But yeah, so to experience that area in the summertime was just what I was just on a high the whole day. So yeah, just amazing. And Sharon and I are actually gonna navigate that way possibly next month to go stay at the place and really feel it. Like, our friend always told us to go to the land, feel it, and I just feel that there's gonna be other 5 other patents around that area too. So anyone that's looking to come north and is looking for a beautiful place to maybe homestead, I'll have 5 extra patents if you're interested in that area. So just wanted to let you know that. So Sharon, real quick, because we got other people on the line, I just want to real quick go through a review of last weekend, or not last weekend, last show. And we did the BLM, which I talked about a little bit when I was talking about my experience. So people, it's really easy to navigate. It's just getting the information, which can be sometimes a challenge. But if you know where to go, where to search, most of us go to the BLM. And as far as the 13 colonies, you guys have archives, I do, historical archives, I do believe it is. And what's the other one? I'm looking in here. Oh, I can't find the information. Oh, here it is. Historical societies or the National Archives for the 13 colonies. And we're gonna dive into more of that stuff too later to assist with that part of the United States. So just real quick, for those of you that don't know what a grantor is, it is the individual or entity currently holding the interest of the property. The grantee is the individual or entity receiving the grantor's interest of the property. So what you need to do when you're doing the quit claim deed is to confirm both parties' identities, all right? So what you do the next day step is to verify the property details, obtain legal description of the property, which can be found on the current, as Sharon would say, warranty, but I say title or deed, whichever one, or title report or property records. So you confirm the property details, such as its address, parcel number, and any existing encumbrances, such as mortgages, liens, easements. I know easements. I don't think I put that other stuff in mine. But every scenario is going to be different. So it just depends on what your scenario is going to be. So a quit claim deed does not guarantee the clear title. So the grantee should be aware of that. Yes, that is true. But in our process, it's a whole different situation, and we'll get to that. So when you obtain the draft of the quit claim deed form, and most states have a standardized quit claim deed form available through county records offices, online legal resources, or stationary stores. Now, I know a lot of you don't like to use AI, but ChatGPT, if you go in there and say, I would like you to please create a quit claim deed for me. It will do it. It's pretty amazing. That tool is really amazing. I don't use it all the time, but it does help when it comes to forms. So key information to include is names of the grantor, grantee, legal description of property, as I just said, A statement indicating grantors transferring their interest to the grantee, which is me, and which is me, okay, in my scenario. So what the qu quick claim deed does is it gives both, it entitles you to be both the grantor and the grantee. And then you fill the form out actually or accurately with full legal name, the grantor and grantee, and in my case, it would be me and me. The property's legal description and any relevant details about the transfer. All right, so I'm transferring to me as the sole owner. So ensure compliances with state specific requirements such as witness signatures and notarization. So with a quit claim deed, you do have to get it notarized, okay? And I have a bank that does it for free. So hopefully find the places that do it for free. And usually it's really not too expensive, but if you have a lot of copies, like we want to get 3 copies. We were told that by our friend on the previous show, PRQ Homestead. And by the way, the archives are there. If you would like to go back and listen to those shows, he did say in his September 28th show that these archives were there for us to listen to. And so September 21st and September 28th gives you, actually 28 gives you the beginning of the steps, but I kind of like to listen to the 21st one because it talks about BLM. So that might give you a little better understanding. And then the grantor must sign the deed in the presence of a notary, which I did at my bank. And then once you get that done, you take it down and you do what, Sharon?
Oh, keep going, Robin. You're on a
Okay.
roll.
Okay. All right,
She,
I
she's
did.
inspired. She's inspired, isn't she? She's
Okay.
rolling.
Okay, so once you do that, you do the delivery and acceptance. And what that is that you are delivering the quit claim deed and accepting full acknowledgement that you are the grantor and the grantee of this property. Okay? The next step after you do that, you will have to go register down at your local register of deeds in my case. I'm not sure, Sharon, you might have a different process, but that's what I did in my case. Now, I didn't get any pushback from either the quit claim deed or the delivery and acceptance. And so once that is done, make sure it's notarized. I think they do it right there at the register of deeds. Now, in my case, they said, we'll send it to you or you can come pick it up. And I said, well, how soon will it be done? They said, tomorrow. Okay, I'll be here tomorrow to get it. So I did. I was down there the next day and they had it ready for me. All right, so once that is done, the next step is putting your postings up, okay? That is an important step, and this is where you will post it. I posted mine at the local post office in Muskegon, and it was there for 30 days. I took a picture of myself with 2 witnesses and had the affidavits signed also with the proof of that. And so it'll sit there for 30 days. I went there day after day, sometimes a couple days in between to make sure it was still there. And it was there for the full 30 days. So that being said, that is the process that we talked about 2 weeks ago. And now I would like to bring Sharon on to start with the step 2 process.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So thank you, Robin.
You're welcome.
Do you want me to dive in here?
Right, let me read the first section. Okay, so
Okay.
in her PDF, okay, this is step 2. It says in the PDF, at the bottom it says 4 steps are discussed in order to possess our own land through the highest form of title. Here in step 2, citizens will be shown how to claim the forever benefits of the original 160-acre land, the grant. Or the land patent. And again, in the 13 colonies, yours might be a grant. And then it will go on to, it talks about going into step 3 and so forth. So we're going to talk about the forever benefits. And this is once the posting is done, this is the next document that you will get notarized. And this is the one that I had pushback on when I went to the Register of Deeds. But I'm going to let Sharon share a little bit about it.
Okay, and I'd like to clarify and help me out here, Robin, and keep me on your time frame.
Okay.
Okay, so in summary, so our count, so we're going to show different. There are, and thank you, Shane, for this beautiful. I mean, everything that we love and want, it is going to come. It just comes to us. And what I love about the Michigan story, Robin, is as we're getting excited, you and I are talking and you're seeing this property that I just been to. I was just down at that lighthouse down there. But, you know, someone else might actually own the property that we want or that we'd love to have. And we're all in collaboration together. And we might figure out how to have a win-win-win all the way around. It's not really ownership as much as it is freedom. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Absolutely.
And you know, the beauty
of
the
we're free.
Yes. And the beauty of this lady that I talked to up there, right, she doesn't really want to sell the property, but it was the taxes that encouraged her to go that route. Her real heartfelt vision is to be able to pass the property on to her son. And that just touched me so much. And the fact that she wants to do that makes me want to help her even more. So continue.
Yes, and if I may, the
yep.
hint, the very strong hint that there might be a partnership involved where we all benefit because we're sharing. We're sharing information and power and freedom. And, you know, it's just
yeah.
it's contagious and it just keeps growing. Okay, so in step one, help me out here, but in step one, so we bought our own the ranch. Okay, so and I we own our home.
Now this is your. Now this is. May I interject just real
go
quick?
Ahead.
Okay, this is your scenario, and like I said, I want the audience to know that we all have
yes.
different scenarios in regard to this process.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So these three documents that I'm giving to you to post for the world, because, you know, this is for everyone. Step one is we acknowledge we have our general warranty deed. My situation or this scenario is we have our warranty deed. We bought our home. We're not late. And by the way, the foreclosures were at the top of the list for Q. I mean, that's where his heart started. But now for us, those of us who are on our property, we own our homes. It is still very beneficial to go through this process, absolutely, because I want to pass this property on to my children and my grandchildren. So I want to own it forever. And I don't want anybody knocking on the door, you know, down the road saying, hey, you know, whatever. So, so we find our general warranty deed or the deed or the quit claim, whatever the county has on record, and we get three copies of that certified. And then we fill out the acceptance of that deed and we get that certified and we get three copies of that. So far the county has two forms. The third step that Q provided, I'm sorry, the second, that's step one. And then step two is we actually fill out the forever benefits claim. We fill the paperwork out and we get it notarized and dated, but we don't file it yet because the next step in action is to post our public notice. And after that's been up for the 31 days, we can now go file the forever benefits form.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that how you see it, Robin?
Yeah, I missed the step. Sorry. You are correct. You are correct.
Oh, yeah. No, you're fine. You're so excited. You're hopping into the last final step. Yeah, no, that we need to keep our eye on the prize.
Yeah,
and the
that's
prize is that we post that notice.
I forgot that we had to do the posting, that we could do the forever benefits. We just had to hold on to it until the posting was done. So you're right.
Can I interject for 1 second?
Yeah, go ahead, Shane.
Isn't it, and when I listen to the homesteading show with Q, it's really good to go to the post offices to do it because you have to purchase the and get a receipt of the day that you post. I think it's $15 is what he was talking about. So at the post office, when you do go in and want to post that in the post office, you have to actually purchase it. They give you a receipt with a date on it. Therefore, you have proof in the post office because I from my understanding and I'm learning is that you can do it in any government office or any official office.
Okay.
But it's good to have that receipt.
You might be talking about the getting the receipt when you send the citations out. But in my case, the post office, in most cases, actually in this area, they won't let you put it in the post office. I put it right outside the door of the post office. It was a building. So the post office was to the left and there was a realtor company to the right. So there was a place where you could hang your postings, and that's where I put mine. But I know Mike and Leah, they wouldn't let them put it in the post office. So, but again, it could be different in other areas. Other post office offices might let you do exactly what you said. So I don't remember hearing that. But what show, do you remember what show that was from, Shane?
I don't remember exactly what show. And
Okay.
just for the listeners and people learning, how do you keep a record, official record of the 30 days so there's no pushback if you don't do it that way?
I took a picture with two witnesses and a newspaper in my hand.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep it simple for everyone
Absolutely. Thank
listening.
you. Thank you. Thank you.
And you know what? I had a slightly different, even so whenever I need a notary, I go to my bank and they supply two witnesses for me. So I didn't have to muster up friends or anything. And then you fill out these forms. So at the end of step one, if you go to Robin's your page, you have the step one curriculum and the form is at the back. And then step two curriculum has the forever benefits claim at the back. And you can get that notarized and dated. And I just went to the bank, got it notarized and dated, and then just hold on to it. And then I went in, I actually called in, I went in not even knowing who my witnesses were going to be. And I went to the post office. Of course, I'm rural and I know everyone by name and they know me.
Right,
And I
right,
just
right.
asked if the postmaster could just,
Right.
so I posted mine right inside the post office and he was my witness.
Okay,
I
good.
mean, it can't get better than that.
All right.
Yeah.
And
And
so,
so, and then we ran across,
okay. And so every scenario is going to be different. And
Is a
so
little different.
just, yeah. So just real quick, because we have other people on the line, Sharon, the grant or the, what is it? Blah, blah, blah. I lost my spot here. The claim forever benefits is actually the point as to where you are become the successor of that original patent. Would you agree on that? Okay. So when I,
And it's actually quite simple. It's quite simple.
yes, it is. But when I went to my register of deeds, they did not want to file it. And when I asked them why, and you guys probably heard me on the other show. When I asked them why, they said, because we don't do that. And I said, well, can you please give me something in writing? And they denied it. Anyway, long story short, I ended up getting a phone call from them a day later after they consulted with their corporate attorneys. And they said, you can come down and file the documents. So you're going to feel at times you're going to get a little pushback, but that's only because a lot of the people down there don't know this process. And we are actually out here showing people, sharing from our hearts and educating. And that's the whole beauty of this program. And Sharon, you putting this program together in this PDF format is very simple to follow. And again, just for the listeners, every scenario is going to be different. So this is really important that if you have questions or you're confused in any way, again, please get a hold of us at PRQHomestead13 at gmail.com. Okay. Sharon, I don't mean to cut you off, but we got some other people on the line.
Oh, you're
And
great. Thank
we're
you,
going to bring
Robin.
you back. We're going to bring you back for sure. Okay.
Yeah, great. You're doing great.
All right. I
Love
love you,
it.
Sharon. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Next caller.
Sharon.
Next caller, we're going to go to Jenny from Sweden because we know that's a long distance call, right? Or maybe not. Okay. Jenny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Robin.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Nice. I'm good. Nice to hear your voice. I've listened to your voice for over a year now.
I love you. Thank you so much. And I remember
Yeah.
hearing you. So what, you got some great information to share with us and any experiences?
Yeah, I don't know if it's great, but I just wanted to just let you know what we're doing in Sweden and what happened. We actually completed step one and submitted it to what we believe is some version of BLM. But here in Sweden, there are only a few versions of forms to use and fill in because everything is digitalized. So, but we tried and choose one of the forms, but it got rejected completely.
Okay, did they give you something in writing?
Yeah, just Yeah, I think they just wrote it's rejected. And they also wrote you already own this property. But we're not going to give up. So we're going to try another way. And it's so funny what you just said, you guys. It feels like we have to clear the way for this, like making a new way. It doesn't exist. They don't know how to do it. So we're going to try to submit a new application again. I don't know how or which one, though. It's just because everything is digitalized and it makes it harder, I think.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay, so I don't know much about other countries' processes, but if you want to send us an email and kind of share what it is and the places that you go to, we can at least do some research on it and see if we can find resources to assist you with.
Yeah, that would be so great. Anything that I find, anything we can help with, so where to send it and how to do it, of course, would be great. Maybe some countries nearby is kind of similar or something like that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
So please email us, okay? Or just...
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
Or you can subscribe to the station, and or not the station, but the show. And we'll have your information on file so we can get back with you, either or, whichever you feel comfortable with, okay?
Oh, what did you say? Send all the information that to contact us? Is that what you said?
Yes, you can subscribe to the channel, okay, which will give us your information, your emails and so forth, or you can just send us an email at the prqhomestead13@gmail.com, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you
sure.
so much.
Thank you so much for starting the show again. It's nice to hear all people's voices that you recognize, that we recognize.
I know, isn't it wonderful? We're bringing the family back.
Yeah, it is. So cool.
All right. My love to you. Thank you so much. Okay, next caller. We got Teresa on the line. Is Teresa still there?
I am.
Hi, hello. Teresa. How are you?
Hello.
I'm doing well. How are you? Hey, hello.
So are you calling in to share with some updates of what your journey's been like?
Yeah, basically, I'm in upstate New York, and I completed all the steps, posted the signs, the no trespassing, blah, blah, blah. I've had a series of trespassers, and two of which were ordained and allowed by the New York State Police. And so it doesn't mean you stop. It just means, as your show has talked about today, you gently educate. And
yes.
You keep doing what you're doing.
Exactly. And, sometimes we let fear stop us from doing things, but I look at fear as an experience that has come my way, and whatever's at the end of whatever it may be, it's a journey to learn and grow. And so, so whatever challenges come our way, we just push through them. That's how you do it. Wouldn't you say, Shane?
Yeah, I mean, uh-huh. I think for the homesteaders, not to necessarily expect to be embraced and hugged by the cabal system. And that's okay, because slowly things will loosen up. People will begin to see and understand. People will begin to remember that they are sovereign. And homesteading is really the first step. For me, it was the first exploration of sovereignty and what that means and how I can assert it in this world. So it's an important thing to do, no matter what pushback you get.
I agree 100%. And you know what? Was it a learning process for me? Yes, it was. And was it a little risky stepping out of my comfort zone? Sure was. But that's, for me, I get excited when I do stuff like that. Because we know that whatever happens, the universe is going to bring us whatever it is that we need, and will show us how to navigate through whatever comes our way. And that's the journey right there, in the here and now, the present moment, and coming from your heart and doing what inspires you in your highest excitement.
Well, We can either choose to be sovereign or we can choose to remain a slave to the system. I choose sovereignty, and whatever exploration and where that takes me is what I choose.
I agree with you 100%. And really appreciate you calling in. Is there anything else you want to share?
Nope.
All right. I love you. And thank you.
I love you too. We'll talk privately, okay?
We always do. Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I think that's it on the callers for now. So Shane, I got to share my experience, and I think you had a little experience, didn't you, this past week?
I had a small experience, not as exciting as yours, of course, but you and Sharon creating that absolute amazing opportunity that I can see down the road for. It's going to benefit a lot of people and everyone, and so we keep sharing these experiences. But yes, I did. I am a contractor by trade, and I had a good friend of mine needing me to do a roof for him, and I went and met with him, and he's been asking me what we've been up to, and he started sharing an experience where he was trying to buy some land, but he was having some pushback on it. And he's a strong conservative, you know, and I don't try to focus on politics too much anymore. But he is a strong conservative, and he shared with me, and I said, well, you know what, I'm doing a homesteading process right now, and he's got several rental properties and stuff already too. He's got properties that are paid for, but you know, I was explaining the process to him and how simple it was, and he's not afraid to do anything. He's not afraid to try. And he asked me, he goes, well, can we do it with state land? And I said, I'm sure we can. We just got to find the perfect land for you that you're called to. And so right now he went on an elk hunting trip in New Mexico, but he's coming back. And when he gets back, he's got some state land that he wants to sit down with me and talk about. But it was just amazing how it just flowed to me and the experience opened up for me because we're seeking this. And I think that's the true horsepower that I think Q was trying to share with everyone is whatever you're passionate about, whatever you're passionate with, you do start creating these opportunities in your reality. If you focus on fear, well, you're going to get fear. If you're focusing on generating, like you are passionate about, your experience can help you and Sharon, your experience going down there and creating that and starting that. And if people can look back and listen to our last show, how y'all started when you were talking about it, when you get on a rant, like you're going, you like to talk. And I love to hear you talk. You know, sometimes you say to me, well, you can interrupt me. I'm like, no. If you're going and you're inspired and you're rolling, I'm never going to stop you from creating because you're creating from the heart. You're creating from inspiration. You're creating from wanting to help people. And you can hear it when you and Sharon talk a lot. And when y'all get going, I'm just going to sit back and listen because all you're doing is creating that reality for us. And I think that's the beautiful part about this. I know that's what Q wanted to everyone to know and hear. You know, it's I go back and listen to some of the shows now and some of the stuff that he talked about on his previous shows, like you brought it up in the very beginning. Yeah. It's coming to fruition now. I'm experiencing some of the stuff that he talked about in his shows a year ago, and I'm experiencing it in the here and now in my reality. So I think that's one of the things that I hope people don't get lost on with Q is she was trying to show us the power that we had, that we can generate within us through manifesting it through pure intentions and from the heart, and how we need to heal. And I think that's one of the most important things with listening. You know, when I went through Lucia's class, what's one of the things that she's trying to help a lot of people do? And I give her so much credit for what she does for a lot of people. And when I went through her class, you know, she's helping people heal so they don't continue to be stuck in that cycle of worry or stress or what am I going to do? And she tries to clear that mindset and tries to help people see experiences start to happen in their life and experiences that they can become aware of. And like from me, when me and you started talking with each other, you know, when we first started talking, you were inspired and I was inspired and I let you talk. And then you start experiencing things and I'm experiencing things and we're going back and forth. And you come to open up an entire new level of awareness that you weren't experiencing before. And now you're creating in a positive way. And I just think it's a beautiful, beautiful journey that we're on. And I think we have to give credit to where credit's due. It's just Q, source, whatever it may relate with you. I do appreciate you and all the hard work that you put in here. It's truly amazing. You're creating and it's absolutely beautiful. So I appreciate you so much, Robin, for everything you do. And I appreciate BBS Radio for allowing us to connect with a lot of people. And right now, as we're sitting here talking, and it's real beautiful and from love and from the heart, we're creating more, more, and more. We're creating that new caller list to coming in. And that's the beautiful part about it. And I know that it's hard for me to remember. So let me ask you this. We have these processes and systems that we talked about today. Do we have that for our subscribers? Is that true, Robin?
Yes, we do. I'm going to be putting a lot of this information on the show page. Now, I couldn't get stuff on there last week because I think they were having some technical issues. I was having a hard time getting in with my password and stuff, but I'm pretty sure they probably have that resolved. And I will be diving into that to get all the stuff that I need posted on there. But just remember the email is available for anybody that wants to reach out. And Shane, thank you so much for those lovely words. You're such a heartfelt vibe always. Every time I speak to you, you inspire me too.
And just so people, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The love is there in your heart, big time.
Well, and I want everyone to know, if you can't afford to subscribe to her show, it's okay. Me and Robin have a big heart. And if you email us and you're real passionate about it, sometimes it's, we'll give it to you. We want to help everyone. And if you can't subscribe, it's okay. We still love you and we still care. And send us we're here to help as many people as we can on this journey. We're here to dedicate ourselves and our heart to creating this reality that helps people. And the more horsepower we get through people's heartfelt energies, the faster this thing will move for all of us. And so it's truly amazing. I'm truly appreciative of you. I'm truly appreciative of sharing her experiences. Everyone that called in today, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Shane. And again, to everyone that's listening, earlier I mentioned the step one review on the PRQ Homestead previous show to what we're doing here. We're just carrying the legacy on. And that is actually a collaboration between Q and Christopher. And they talk about the Mexican land grants. And he goes through, I think it was the 13 colonies, the territories such as North Texas, and a lot of the documents, again, as he said on the show, are you can find in historical societies. So I can't wait to learn how to do that side of it. And I did get a experience from one of the ladies in Virginia, but I don't know if we're going to have time to share that today. But again, we're going weekly, so we're going to have lots of time to share information in the future. So, and also the National Archives for some of the land patents. All right. So I guess the government, and you guys, real quick, there is a guy on YouTube. He has a channel called Sobering Stories, and he did a deep dive on the propaganda machine. And I was like, oh, I got to see what this is about. So it goes all the way back to George Washington, Ben Franklin, all about the monarchies, England, Mexico, and Spain, and how the whole money system got started, the propaganda machine. So it's very, very interesting, the information that this young man is putting together. And I did reach out to him because I would love to interview him. He's really he I'd like to know where he gets all his who's his researcher if he does it himself, because it's fascinating the stuff that he brings out. He also has another story in regard to the Titanic, and I think it was the Tontanic or something, the little submarine that I think blew up a couple months back. It was on the news. But the guy that actually built that is actually the descendant of the Captain Stockholm, I think, that was on the Titanic. And the lady he's married to is the granddaughter of the two old people, if you ever saw the movie, that stayed on the ship in their quarters, and they stayed in the bed until the ship went down. But very interesting information. It appears that the people that funded the program for him to create that submarine are connected to the Bohemian Grove. So very interesting. And one of the guys that was on the submarine when it imploded was the guy that knew everything there was to know about what happened to the Titanic. Go figure, huh? Anyway, so I just wanted to share that with you. It's Sobering Stories on YouTube. Just an amazing guy that's putting some information out there. All right. I did have one other experience I want to share with the audience. I have my Narlo signs up in my yard of my property. And I have a neighbor that actually was walking by, and she saw some of my plants that I had laid on the ground and wanted to know what I was going to do with the bags. And then she started inquiring about my signs. And of course, you know me, I can't wait to tell you about the homestead project. So I started sharing the information with her, and she invited me over last Sunday to come have dessert and bring information on it. But because of my trip the day before, and then I am doing the new class with Lucia for Opportunity, it was just not feasible to do last Sunday. But I am going to try to connect with these two people, and hopefully I'll start getting some buzz going on around the neighborhood, because I live on a lake that is surrounded by beautiful houses, and a lot of the people here are diehard patriots. And so I'm looking forward to maybe helping someone else locally. And one last thing, I do have four other patents for the Muskegon County Twin Lake area. If anyone's interested in this area and navigating over this way to look for property. Okay. Again, Shane, do you have anything else you want to share?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Thank you for everything you do, and thank you, BBS Radio.
Okay.
I am Shane Poppy, from what you used to
Poppy.
say,
Oh
Poppy.
yeah, what show did who was it that sent that to me? I think it was Sunshine. It was September 23rd of 2023. Was that it? Was that the show that Q and you collaborated on?
Yeah, he called me, and it was really funny. And this is one of the experiences I was sharing, was he called me Poppy several times, and he kind of blamed it on BBS Radio. But it was one of those signs and symbols that, that I received through my walk of awareness. And he called me Poppy back then. And not too long ago, I did a fundraiser in my area, and I had some flyers printed out. I own a construction company where we were handing them out there, and we had like 250 flyers printed with our company name on it, and it had my name as contact Shane Popple. It was what it was supposed to say, Popple, but the lady said they actually made a mistake, and that my last name was printed out Poppy. And when I saw that, I remember back when Q was calling me Poppy, and I said, I see what's going on here. So that's just one of my experiences that is truly amazing. And that was almost a year. When was that again? What was the day of that
It was
show?
actually September 2nd of 2023, so almost 2 years ago.
Isn't that incredible? Isn't
Yeah,
that incredible how that works?
past proves the present, right? Isn't that what you always say?
Yep, and it manifested into reality today. And I just, when I see stuff like that, I just go within, and I think. Thank the creator and source, and that's how I connect. And it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The
Yeah.
presence of Q is here. People just have to open their eyes. It's right in front of their face.
Yeah,
Just go within. You know that. You're experiencing it. So
yep, I
that's
get
another show for another day.
Yeah, I get messages all the time in real different ways. Like I was sitting out on the deck today and I was just reading over my material through Sharon's book, and all of a sudden I hear this buzzing noise, and I'm like, I look up and the hummingbird is right in front of my head, just looking at me. And I went, oh, I know who you are. So it's making its way to come closer to me. Finally, it took the whole summer to get the hummingbird to get closer to me. Maybe it's feeling my vibration, you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just stay in the moment, and so many things can happen. And like I said, Lucia's class helps a lot of people do that, of just being in the moment and just trusting the process. And it's there's a, I've met a lot of beautiful beings of light during this journey. I've and I'm so blessed, and I'm blessed for you because you are a channel for everyone. You're like the glue that keeps us all together. You know, I've talked with someone that says you're a beautiful soul and beautiful heart, and you kind of you're bringing us all back together, you know,
Oh.
and it is happening, and I'm grateful for you.
And you know what? So are you, Shane. So thank you so much. I love you. So without any further ado, remember everyone, please send in your information, PRQ homestead13@gmail.com. Any questions, anything you need. That's what we're here to do. We want to help. We want to get this to grow, because this is how we take our freedom back. And I'm telling you what, I've never been more passionate about anything than being free. And that is exactly what we're all going to do. So tune in. Oh, by the way, real quick, Lucia is having another retreat in February for both men and women. So check out her website, and I'll be talking a little bit more about it on my show at, I think it's 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. And I got a big surprise for everybody. It's kind of a good one, but in a way, it's kind of, another change of a journey or experience in my life. And I can't tell you how happy I am to be able to share it with you. And I'm very excited about what is ahead. So thank you to all of our amazing listeners, BBS, Thomas, Shane, love you, Sharon, Teresa. And I'm trying to look, Jenny, thank you
Jenny,
so
Jenny,
much.
Jenny.
Jenny, thank you so much for calling in. So on this journey through our airwaves of PRQ Homestead Expanded, Shane and I, we're your host, and we're deeply grateful for the vibrant energy you bring to share this space with us. So may your heart stay tuned to the divine frequencies of love and wisdom. Until we meet again, October 4th, keep shining your light. We love you all.